Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. That was Kathleen Albrecht. I tell you, really interesting stuff, guys. Go check out her website, check her books out. I didn't realize she's right up in New Hampshire. Wow, she's next state over. The Live Free or Die State. Yeah, whatever. Used to be, not so much anymore. Live free and you will die state. I guess that would be the proper way to reword that. For the, you know, you look at the Browns, what they went through up there. Oh, boy, this country's been lulled to sleep. But they are waking up. That's very encouraging. The whopping majority of Americans, in fact, are starting to wake up. And again, even if these majority of people who now recognize Bush as a criminal and the whole regime is criminal, even if they don't know the whole story, they certainly know that they're not to be trusted, that they lie, that they're schemers, and they not only aren't supporting him any longer, but they want him out. The whopping majority. Now think about that. Even if you're, you know, unaware that this country actually isn't a democracy, it's a republic, very big difference, but you know, even if you settle for that rhetoric that we're supposed to be a democracy, they're not even running it like a democracy anymore. A democracy is government by the majority. But it's not even being run that way anymore. The majority are against this scoundrel and everything he does and says, and they're still going ahead with what they want. So, you know, even a democracy would be an improvement over what we have now. The arrogance of these scoundrels. And, you know, let me remind you once again, folks, you really need to get on the horn and call Congress and let them know that you do not want this 1955 bill to pass through the Senate. In fact, let me go over those phone numbers again. Got three toll-free numbers. So it won't even cost you a dime. Harass them. I mean, that's what they're doing to us. Harass them back. But this isn't even harassment. This is exercising your right as a citizen, expressing your opinion, and telling what you want your so-called public servants to do. Public servants means they're there to serve the public, not to serve the big corporations. Big corporations, guys, do not have rights. No business has rights. They're artificial entities created by man. They're not persons. They would certainly like you to think they are. They've created this legal fiction that they are and have actually won court cases on the basis that they're persons, which has got to be the height of, you know, scandalism. But anyway, take these numbers down, guys. 800-828-2498 or 800-614-2803. You can also try 877-851-6437. These are all toll-free numbers. Tell them that you want to express your opinion about the Senate Resolution 1959, that you do not want this passed, that you are furious that the House passed it, and you're demanding that the Senate not pass this bill. This has got to be, as I'll show in a minute here, I'm going to go over some of the key points of it. It's got to be the biggest, most hideous attack on our Constitution yet. This dwarfs the Patriot Act, Patriot Act II, which is also known as the 9/11 bill. They snuck that through in the 9/11 bill there, or the intelligence bill, as it's also known. Right after the election, the so-called election of 04, by the way, you know, I love how they do that. They waited until literally just a few days after, and they ramrodded that through. This is worse than the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I'm telling you, this thing's unbelievable. So, you know, call those numbers. You might also want to try 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. Get on the horn, folks. Let them have it. All right, short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, guys, you really, really need to get on the horn and let them know that you're not going to tolerate any more of this legal chicanery. And if you're not convinced, if you haven't run to your phone yet, hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be motivated to do so. Listen to how scary this piece of garbage legislation is. It's unbelievable. Okay, I started to read this before the guest came on, so let me pick up with this. We've got, under violent radicalization, this is what it says. The term violent radicalization means the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system. Now, it goes on, but let me just stop there. Let me elaborate here. The process of adopting. They're defining violent radicalization. You see, radicalization in and of itself doesn't sound like a naughty thing to do. That wouldn't warrant a spanking. So they have to put the word violent in front of it. Ooh, violent radicalization. But how are they defining it? The process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system. The process. So would that involve buying a book about the Constitution? Because after all, the Constitution is very radical these days. The process of adopting or promoting an extremist idea. So the act of buying a book about the Constitution or even selling a book about the Constitution. Take note, Barnes & Noble, you could be raided any moment now. Barnes & Noble sells books about the Constitution. Believe it or not, they even sell books exposing 9/11 as an inside job. That is the act of promoting radical ideas. Apparently violent ones at that. You don't get more violent guys in an administration that embraces torture, okay? An administration that lies us into wars. And they're trying to pin this stuff on you simply for exposing their crimes. Oh, does this make you mad? If not, there's something wrong with you. Anyway, it defines violent radicalization as the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence or advance political, religious, or social change. Notice this. Notice what they did here. Who would not argue that, yeah, if this is for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence, anybody could agree with that. We're not embracing violence here. But notice how they're synonymizing violence with the idea of social change, promoting social change, because it says for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political or religious or social change. They're almost implying that the idea of religious, social, or political change is itself a crime. But if you read it here, the wording does state that if you go about it to promote violence toward that end. So, you know, at least it does say that. And certainly, you know, we're not advocating violence here. I don't think anybody on RBN would ever advocate violence. So you can shove that you-know-where, Homeland Security, because that's not being advanced here. I'm totally against violence. I abhor it. Even though I'm for gun rights, I don't own a gun. I hate guns. I want nothing to do with them. I can't stand them. They give me the creeps. But I'm all for people having the right to bear arms. That's our constitutional right, and that's how you keep tyrants in check. But if that doesn't scare you enough, we continue on here. There's some other parts of this bill that'll make your hair stand on end. So far, it seems, you know, so good. But continuing on, and, you know, it's very obvious, guys, this bill is designed to do a heck of a lot more than that. Under homegrown terrorism. I love that term, homegrown. Isn't this the jurisdiction of the DEA? homegrown terrorism. It says the term homegrown terrorism means the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or based and operating primarily within the United States or any possession of the United States to intimidate or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. Once again, I'm just reading back here. Terrorism, planned use or threatened use of force. Again, you can see how this could easily be defined any way they want it. Planned use of violence. Let me state again, I don't advocate violence. Nobody here in our RBN advocates violence. But they could easily twist anything you do that they don't like. You know, saying Bush sucks eggs. Bush is a loser. Bush is an idiot. Bush is a fool. 99% of Americans agree with that, with all of those statements right now. But, you know, just saying something like that. And let me say it again because I enjoy it. Bush sucks eggs. Bush is a loser. Bush is a fool. Bush is a traitor. Bush is a mass murderer. You know, any of these statements technically could be construed to imply that you're advancing the use of force or violence. I mean, really. This bill is very loosely written. It could be twisted any way they want. Here's another one. The development and implementation of methods and processes that can be utilized to prevent violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideologically based violence. They like repeating themselves here with these fancy terms. In the United States, is critical to combating domestic terrorism. So they're telling you now the measures that they want to implement, the development and implementation of methods and processes that can be utilized to prevent violent radicalization. In other words, it doesn't specify here what they're talking about, but hey, let's restrict use of the internet so we can't have radio broadcasts that expose our crimes, because such radio broadcasts could incite radical, radicalization. Give me a break. Guys, you read between the lines, it's very obvious what they're driving at here. Okay? Radio stations like this, programs like this that expose their criminal activities, that wake people out of their Eli Lilly and Fox-induced comas, is a serious threat to their power monopoly, serious threat to their crime syndicate. So that's the only purpose of this bill. And again, you better get on the horn. You better call the Senate guys and tell them you do not want Senate Bill 1959 passed, because out the window goes the last bastion of freedom we get left in this country. Radio broadcasts like this exposing their crimes. Here's another section. It says the promotion of violent radicalization. Ooh, they love that term. Homegrown terrorism and ideologically based violence exists in the United States and poses a threat to our absolute tyrannical power. I mean, to homeland security. Well, let's see. Homeland security, headed up by a man with schizophrenic dual political loyalties, dual citizenship, himself a notorious criminal, an embracer of torture. We don't want to pose a threat to that power structure, do we, guys? We want to make sure that they have the ability to continue to engage in their criminal activities and not have anybody speak out against their crimes and expose them, right? Yes, we need this bill, don't we, Congress? When you've been selling us out left and right, giving more and more powers to this guy that you've all admitted by now lied us into war in Iraq, let's give him even more powers. Heck, you already gave him power to basically arrest anyone he wants that protests the war, the very war that you admit we were lied into. Can you imagine that? Listen to what Congress is telling you. Yeah, we know we got lied into this war, but don't anybody protest it or we'll have you arrested as a terrorist yourself. George Orwellian mind-warping doublespeak, guys. Here's another section of this wonderful piece of legislation. Now they're coming out. We'll strip away the rhetoric. Now they're getting to the bottom line, the real heart of the issue here. The internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization. Gotta get that word in there again. Violent, violent. You're supposed to just tremble in fear. Ah! Save us, George! The internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization, ideologically based violence. See, we gotta get that in there again. I tell you, man. See, by repeating the same mantras over and over, they're trying to drill it into your head. Sounds like some invocation of some religious repetitive prayer here. You just say it so many times that it just loses its meaning, but it sounds good. You can say it in your sleep. The internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization. See, they open the bill with talking about how we have to take measures to prevent violent radicalization. And now they're telling you that the internet is a prime propagator for violent radicalization. So the implication here is we've got to control the internet. So this bill is giving them the power to do that, guys. They haven't stated it here in the bill, but this opens the door for them to do it. Oh, we got to shut down all these independent broadcast networks. We can only allow our corporate-controlled media to present the public with information about what's going on in the world. Read between the lines. That's what they're saying. We'll be talking about this some more, guys, when we get back. Stick with us.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about this wonderful bill that you guys better get after the Senate about. Tell them do not pass 1959. So let me come back to this section now. It says the internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization, ideologically based violence, and the homegrown terrorism process in the United States by providing access to broad and constant streams of terrorist-related propaganda to United States citizens. Oh, like the truth that 9/11 was an inside job, perhaps? Dag blast it, Dick, what are we going to do? We had the bases covered. Fox has got the truth that we're innocent, and CNN and ABC, and oh, dag blast it, that internet, we got to do something there, Dick, come on.
Don't worry, George, I've got this bill here we're going to get ramrodded through, don't worry. We'll save the day.
Guys, this is what this is all about. I mean, could it possibly be any more clearer than this? Read between the lines. They might as well come right out and say, this bill is going to enable us to silence the truth from being spread on the internet because the people aren't trusting our corporate-controlled media anymore. Oh, boo-hoo! The internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization. Oh, really? Why, are they going to tell us that Al-Qaeda has been using it? Sorry, that's not going to fly, boys. Even if there was such a thing as Al-Qaeda, you think they're going to be so stupid to use the internet that's being constantly monitored 24/7? I don't think so. What are they talking about here? I love that term,
propaganda.
Constant streams of terrorist-related propaganda to United States citizens. They're constantly being bombarded. I'll tell you the terrorist-related propaganda that Americans are being bombarded with. It's called Fox News. Telling American citizens that torture is okay. There's your violation of 1959 right there. Go arrest Fox News, Homeland Security, and then after you lock them up, lock yourselves in the next cell next to them. Then you can do monkey dances and entertain each other while the rest of us bring peace and security back to this planet. God almighty, this is so disgusting. Here's another one. While the United States must continue its vigilant efforts to combat international terrorism, and oh, what a wonderful job it's doing, isn't it? International terrorism reports have shown, guys, that ever since, particularly since the Iraq War, but also since 9/11, but it's even gotten worse since the Iraq War, terrorism has increased every year on average about 300%. In fact, this information is so damaging that SLEASA actually told the independent committee that puts this study together, I think it's a UN auspice thing, but she actually told them to trim the numbers down back in 05. It was so embarrassing. I think it was up 600% that year from the previous year. She actually told them to trim the numbers down. Of course, it's very damaging that terrorism attacks would be increasing while they're claiming to be fighting this great, you know, war against it. This is so laughable. They're fighting a war against terrorism when they're the terrorists. They're fighting a war against terrorism when our borders are wide open. They're fighting a war against terrorism when, by Rumsfeld, his own admission, in fact, he put this program together back in 02, which called for inciting terrorist attacks around the world so you can smoke the terrorists out from where they're hiding, bring them out in the open, and then capture them. He actually called for inciting terrorist attacks. Let's do all we can to tick off the Arab world so they'll strike. Will the real terrorists please stand up? Anyways, listen to this. I just want to vomit when I read stuff like this. While the United States must continue its vigilant efforts to combat international terrorism, oh, hoorah, hoorah, hoo flippin' rah. Yeah, go George. Where's my pom-poms? Anyway, while the U.S. has been engaged in its vigilant efforts to combat terrorism around the world, it must also strengthen efforts to combat the threat posed by homegrown... There's that word homegrown again. I think George has been inhaling. Homegrown threat posed by homegrown terrorists based and operating within the United States. Yeah, who are these people? You know, this makes me think of Ashcroft's claim that there are multitudes, that was his word, multitudes of Al-Qaeda cells all over the United States. And that was his reason for pushing the passage of the Patriot Act back in October of 01, just a month after the phony 9/11 attacks. He said, we have sleeper cells of Al-Qaeda all over the U.S. Did you know that the FBI came out less than a year later? I think it was September of 02. They come out and said that they found no evidence of any Al-Qaeda sleeper cells anywhere in the United States. That was the FBI. They said they found no evidence of any Al-Qaeda sleeper cells anywhere in the United States. And yet Ashcroft was hitting the panic button. They're all over the place. They're hiding behind every bush. Well, that's true. There is a terrorist behind every bush. But guys, this whole thing was just pure bunk to get their little power grab legislation passed. Stick with us. Another break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Charles Giuliani talking about this sleazy, just outright sleazy piece of scandalously corrupt fascist pig legislation here. This is the worst, guys. Forget the Patriot Act. Forget the Homeland Security Act. Forget the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act. Forget it all. This thing here takes the cake. It's unbelievable. So now the internet is a major threat. I mean, here they are, right in your face. They know the internet is the means through which people are getting the word out. People are actually finding out what these scumbags are up to. They're finally figuring it out. You know, mainstream media, television media, like I said, has lost 60% of their viewing audience. The printed press media has lost about 40% of their audience. So they're losing big profits. They're losing the public trust and high time at that. But they know it's not working anymore. They're not getting away with their lying propaganda. And, you know, just like Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, you know, you've got to be successful in waging war against your own people or any people. You've got to blame the enemy or the target of your own propaganda. You got to blame them for the things that you're doing. So here they are referring to truth being spread on the internet as propaganda when they're the ones engaged in the propaganda. We're just exposing their propaganda. So anyway, but this last point I just read, while the U.S. Must continue to remain engaged in fighting international terrorism. Yeah, like it's actually doing that. It must also, so here it is. Here's the bottom line. This is what it's all been about from day one. It has nothing to do with fighting terrorism abroad. All these laws, this one included, all of these laws that they've been passing since 9/11 is all about fighting against you. It's just like the Star Wars Strategic Defense Initiative gunk. I'm going to talk about that on a future show. That was done under the guise of, you know, fighting the evil Soviet Empire. We must protect you, American people. They love that term. Protect the American people. Protect the American people. Protect the American people. Sounds like a broken record. Protect the American people. Protect the I mean, it's so disgusting. Shut up. We know you're not interested in protecting the American people, you thief. That's all you do is steal our jobs overseas and give corporations billions of dollars that you pilfered from the public treasury. Protect the American people. Protect the American people. But you see, as long as they keep repeating that mantra, they can get away with all this garbage, all this power-grabbing legislation. They want to take away the internet or severely restrict its use. You watch, guys. This bill is step one, setting the precedent for what's going to follow. Internet is being used for breeding terrorism. Yeah, whatever. But you see, they're coming right out now and fingering the domestic population. They're not interested in battling some fictitious enemy overseas. They want to target the general population here.
Oh, wow, we're so concerned about fighting foreign terrorism.
Oh, knock it off. Anyway, it goes on here. Understanding the motivational factors that lead to violent radicalization. Ooh, there's that mantra again. Violent radicalization. Violent radicalization. Just keep repeating it over and over, and pretty soon you'll be saying it in your sleep, and it'll ever be in your mind. So when you hear that term, you'll just jump right behind anything the president says to combat it. Because it's a great and grievous enemy. Understanding the motivational factors that lead to violent radicalization. Homegrown terrorism and ideologically based violence. They always got to put that in there. Is a vital step toward eradicating these threats in the United States. Oh, man, oh, man. Again, stripped of all its rhetoric. This is what they're saying.
Under the guise of fighting terrorism, of course, there aren't really any terrorists. We're the ones that are the terrorists. But in any case, under the guise of fighting terrorism, not just foreign terrorists, but domestically, we're going to take control completely of what is posted on the internet to make sure that no one threatens our power structure. Exactly what this is all about. Oh, yes, they're so concerned about you. So concerned about you finding out the truth. You see, they don't want you to be upset. They don't want you to know that your whole livelihood is being dismantled, that your economy is being destroyed, that your constitution is being trashed. They don't want you to be upset by that. I guess that's what this really boils down to. They love you so much that they want you to continue to live in fantasy land where everything is fine and dandy while they're stabbing you in the back. They want you to smile and still be happy. But as long as you go on that naughty, naughty internet, they're just going to upset you with these unpleasant thoughts about what's being done to you. See, we want you to be happy all the way to tyranny land. We want you to be smiling and clapping your hands in glee. That's how concerned they are about you. Happily enjoying the tyranny. Aren't you happy? And while you're at it, not only do we want you to stay off the internet and not listen to these nasty little radio broadcasts informing you of our criminal activities, but we want you to check in at your local, or just watch for the Chipmobile. How about that? Just watch for the Chipmobile as it comes to a town near you and get your little microchip implant, okay? Oh, my. Hey, don't worry about that. If you don't get it before then, when they have the martial law, all you have to do is go to your local post office. They'll be injecting you there. Or they'll tell you it's some flu shot or something. They'll be sticking you with the Verichip implant. Here's another one, guys.
the potential, continuing on reading this bill here, the potential rise of self-radicalized, ooh, hey, we got a new term here now, self-radicalized. What is this, like some self-injurious SIB behavior here? What are they talking about? Sadomasochism? Get out the whips and chains? What the heck are they talking? The potential rise of self-radicalization. What in the world is this? Unaffiliated terrorists domestically cannot be easily prevented through traditional federal intelligence or law enforcement efforts, and requires the incorporation of state and local solutions. Okay, so this is more along the line of your little Homeland Security wedding between local, state, and federal law enforcement. So this bill is calling for more poking and prodding by local and state law enforcement agencies to assist the federales, because you see, there isn't enough of us. Even though we've hired tens of thousands since 9/11 to work for Homeland Security, there's millions of these potentially naughty people out there spying on what we're doing. How dare they spy on us? Only we have the power to spy on them. How dare they spy on us and report on our naughty activities? We're only to be the ones who spy on their activities. We'll fix them. I mean, that's what this is saying, guys. So we're calling on local and state law enforcement to help us spy and snitch, to help cover up our criminal activities. And any of you local and state law enforcement agents out there who are actually aiding this, you're a bunch of suckers. You're a bunch of traitors. Do you remember at Nuremberg, the Nazis who said, oh, we were just following the orders. How can we be held guilty for these crimes? We were just taking orders. What do you think you're doing now? Fools. You're certainly not Americans. This is as un-American as you can get, baby. Being American, in case you don't remember, means you do question your government. You have the freedom to do that. And when you see that they're doing things you don't like, you have the freedom to speak out against it. But bills like this want to curtail that, want to snuff it out completely. So keep partaking in it. Oh, you might have all your fun tasering, even blowing away people that are exposing these criminal activities. But in the long run, in the end, when it all comes out in the wash, you're the one in the wrong, and we're the ones in the right. Let's get that straight, shall we? Oh, you might be perfectly in line with these fraudulent pieces of legislation, these unconstitutional, un-American, inhuman pieces of tyrannical legislation, but you're not in harmony with truth or justice or humanity. Okay? Sellout trash bags. All right, guys, we got a quick caller here. I don't have the name, though.
It's John.
Oh, hey, John. Okay, man. Welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate you doing this so quick, and I apologize for the background noise. I'm at a payphone in Tennessee. I'm listening to local talk radio here in Nashville, Charles, and they're actually surprised that Ron Paul has raised $4.2 million today.
So they ought to be.
Well, so they're asking the question, why are his gains financial and not in likely voters? Then before he takes an answer, he says, oh, just allow me to take one thing off the table if you don't mind. You can't blame it on the media. Now, come on, Charles. You're asking an answer. Now take, or you're asking a question. Now take the answer off the table. You can't give the correct answer because we don't want people to know that Ron Paul's message is getting out, that Americans are getting fed up, and that there is going to be a Ron Paul revolution, whether they want it or not.
Yeah.
I believe with all my heart it's going to happen.
And, ooh, they're biting their nails to the bone right now.
They absolutely are. And they're going to be shocked.
He's pouring out the assisted suicide program. That's too much. We can't crash his plane. It won't come back. Oh, my heavens, what are we going to do?
Well,
you know,
I
got to order a few thousand cases of Depends and send them to Washington. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's amazing, Charles. I mean, I called in yesterday, and I tried to explain to the man that sometimes, you know, there, to me, Charles, there is no such thing as a lesser of two evils. And America's fed up. I don't believe that any of us are going to settle for the so-called lesser of two evils, because the lesser that we think we're voting for may just be the worse. You know, they're really good at deceiving, so vote
for
this guy.
Do you like a devil with two horns or three horns? What's the difference?
Yeah, and as long as it's your horse that's winning the race, what do you care who wins? But when you have a Ron Paul, that nobody owns him, they're going to do everything they can to keep him out. So I'll let you go. I appreciate you getting me on so quick. I want to let people know that there is a bright light at the end of this tunnel, and they know it. They know it. And they're shaking in their boots.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot, John.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Excellent. Yeah, they're asking. Oh, they're puzzled.
How is this possible? Only our corporate-controlled puppets are supposed to get that kind of money that fast. What are we going to do now?
You see, guys, that's all it is. You need money. And he's getting it. But he's not getting it from the big corporations, and their jaw is dropping. What are we going to do?
This isn't supposed to be possible. We rigged this whole thing so they couldn't do this.
Oh, yeah. What are they going to do now? Oh, everybody's biting their nails now. The CIA, the FBI, the Federal Reserve System, the IRS. Corporate America. Boy, they better really pack their bags now and move to China and India. There ain't going to be any place for them anymore if this guy ever got in. Let me tell you, this is good news. This is a revolution, guys. And it's a nonviolent one, Homeland Security agents. Nonviolent revolution. It's called people waking up out of their coma. Finally, America. Congratulations, you're actually catching on. Now all you got to do is figure out that Iraq is not in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You guys ever see that BBC thing? The guy's walking down the streets of, I don't know, New York. Oh, it's pathetic. He's asking people, you know, do you know where Iraq is? And, you know, they deliberately wrote Iraq on Australia. The guy's like, ah, let's see. Oh, isn't that's it right there. There it is. Yep, that's Iraq. And he's like, oh, yeah. He says, and do you know where Iran is? It's right near Iraq, isn't it? The guy's like, oh, well, that must be it right there. And he's pointing to New Zealand. Oh, man, I wonder where we're in a mess. But nevertheless, all right, so people don't know where Iraq is. Who cares? As long as they can figure out these scoundrels in office are a bunch of criminals and belong behind bars. That's all that matters, I guess, for now. We can work on that other stuff later. Geography lesson will be tomorrow, but today, Politics 101, okay? You're dealing with mass murdering, lying, piggish, thievish criminals. They need to go. Quite frankly, I think they'd be better suited being put behind monkey bars than prison bars, you know, wouldn't you? We'll go to the zoo and toss them a few peanuts, watch them dance around, pick their nose, scratch their butt, you know. Anyway, that's about all they're good at anyways. Let me, in the few minutes we got left here, let me read a couple more little tidbits from this. There's more to it, guys. Just Google it. Just Google H.R. 1955 or 1959 for the Senate bill. But I hope you do more than that. You know, after realizing how sleazy this thing is and what their attempt is here to solve the problem of violent radicalization is to ultimately, amongst other things, to curtail freedom of information exchange on the Internet. That's what this is boiling down to. It'll mean the end of shows like this, in fact, networks like this. That's what they want to do, guys. They want to shut them down because people are waking up, and they recognize it far more than what they can handle. We got them outnumbered, guys, and that's what scares them. You see, we can turn this thing around peacefully, very easily right now. We really could. We could do it by tomorrow. And they know that. And so that's why they've got bills like this. They've got to do something to stop this information exchange on the Internet, because it is overriding. Finally! It's overriding their propaganda machine known as, ABC, CBS, Fox, et al., the major media. It's overriding it. So, you know, they can spend all their billions that they've pilfered from our pockets to engage in their propaganda. I guess we could term that violent radicalization. So, you know, this is good news. It really is. And people are catching on to Ron Paul. He's making an impact far greater than, let them continue to ignore him. I was glad to see that Jay Leno had him on the other night. That was cool. You know, let the mainstream news media ignore him, but you get shows like Jay Leno He's got a big following, big audience. And he gave him a fair interview. You know, he let him speak his mind, and it was really cool. I think Jay actually likes the guy from the sound of it. I'm sure there's a lot of big Hollywooders that that favor him. So that's cool. I hope we continue to see more of this. You know, he's been on Dobbs, Lou Dobbs. I don't know if Keith Oldham has had him on yet, but if not, I'm sure that's just around the corner. I'm sure Keith would embrace this guy. He's pretty cool. So, you know, let's hope this continues. Things are changing, guys. Things are turning around. There is hope yet. We're not, this battle isn't over yet. Or I should say the war isn't over. They've won some battles, but they haven't won the war yet, and they know it. And they are scared. Anyway, I'll read a few more excerpts here from this wonderful piece of fascist legislation, guys, when we get back. Stick with us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. I wish I had a little more time to read the rest of this gunk, but just Google it. If you need a few good laughs, this is such a joke, man. But I love this next line. This one, ooh, this is a killer. This is a whopper. Any measure taken to prevent violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideologically based violence, IBV, Sounds like some disease. And homegrown terrorism in the United States should not violate the constitutional rights, and civil liberties of United States citizens and lawful permanent residents. Oh, isn't that touching? They don't want to violate our rights in the process of taking them away. This is an administration that held people like Padilla for three plus, almost 4 years, without any legal representation afforded him, without even charging him with anything. You know, all of his rights were denied him. And here they are saying they don't want to violate our rights. Well, I guess violating Padilla's rights did not constitute violating his rights. Everything is going just fine in this George Orwellian 1984 world, isn't it? Anybody say doublespeak? Oh, forget it. This is triple speak. They got multiple personality syndrome going on here. And then they state this. After just making that purty little statement that makes me feel all cozy and fuzzy and sad, then they go on to say this one here. Certain governments, including the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia, have significant experience with homegrown terrorism, and the United States can benefit from lessons learned by those nations. You know, I'm surprised it didn't include China in that list, in that entourage. Or the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, has given us a great example to follow. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Australia, guys, has worse rights-trampling legislation that's been passed since 9/11 than what we have. We should follow their example. They just get done saying, we don't want to violate the American people's civil liberties in the process of enforcing this law, but we want to follow the example of... Oh, man. Unbelievable. It's like saying, I don't believe in stealing. I would never steal my neighbor's grill off his back porch. I just want to take his car in his house, that's all. I'll leave him his grill. Oh, man, these guys are just unbelievable. Have you ever seen the likes of this before? And of course you haven't, not in this country's history. What a scandal, man. It's like Gonzales, you know. Constitution does not say anything about habeas corpus. And then when it was pointed out to him, yes, sir, it does state habeas corpus. Well, it does not apply to all citizens. Where do these guys... where do they find these people? What rock did they lift up to find these... Anyway, guys, I could ramble on here. I got quite a few more things that I pulled out of this sleazy piece of legislation, but time is running short here. But seriously, go Google it. Look this up. H.R. 1955, it's already been passed by the House. Make sure you dial those numbers, get after your senators, tell them they better not pass 1959. This had better not go through the Senate. Absolutely disgusting, guys. This is going to rape and pillage whatever rights we got left in this country. It's disgusting. Anyway, go Ron Paul. $4 million, baby, and it's not from corporate America. I love it. This is very hopeful. Let's hope this trend continues, folks. All right, hey, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
With recent internet